Hi, and welcome to The Real on Architecture. This is the weirdest ever podcast initiative. It's basically me putting my phone onto my head, and my phone usually gets hot when it's on for a while, so I don't know how this is going to go. But this here is my premiere episode on Anchor. I want you to know a little bit about this podcast and what to expect in the future. Okay, architecture is a huge staple in my life. Each week, find me here trying to unpack the question, is architecture dying? I hope to inspire and shake things up just a little on The Real on Architecture. Now, if you've heard this intro in my podcast on SoundCloud, you're the right place. So get ready to listen. Now, I don't know how I'm going to do this podcast for the period of time I usually do it for on regular, which is like an hour, because of my phone gets hot and I don't want to have it explode by my head, which I've seen people, this happen to people. I thought I could have done it with a headphones, but I guess not. So this episode, I really want to talk about a couple of things. I did a little writing. I'm still writing, and I believe I spoke about this in my live I did on YouTube. Now I'm also on YouTube, and I like the setup for YouTube to do live. So I'm gonna stick to that. I'm not really feeling this foam by my head situation, but I'll try to do this when, you know, I have something quick on my mind that I want to share. So I really want to talk about city living. I mean, are there anyone out there that's into city living, that confused about it? You know, people are encouraging them to move out to the city, big cities to live, encouraging them to take that big leap, and they're not comfortable at all because they're so used to a smaller city life. And I mean, I've lived in a big city. It wasn't my cup of tea, but I gave it a go, and it wasn't for me, and I was able to confirm it wasn't for me, but that might be different for someone else. So let me know what you think. Have you been pressured to live in the cities? I do have my take on city living and what I think people should take precaution to when it comes to living in the city. But also, I want to also look at how architecture shapes city living, especially big city living. Okay, so are you one of those people who you go to the city, you see these really interesting buildings that are fantastically cool, and you're like, man, they're cool, but I don't love them. It's not something I'm gonna say, oh, I love it, or I wanna, you know, design, or, you know, but it's still not the same feeling as if you go to Italy or you go to Greece. You know, the architecture there, it gives you a different feeling. Am I not the only one who gets that sense? I mean, I haven't traveled to Europe, but there's some photographers that do amazing pictures that make me feel like I'm there. So my question is, do you think that the architecture of the old world was able to capture city life and city architecture in a better way than where architects and designers see us going? I think they have, and I also think that the architecture, it has a sense of scale, you know, but to the human person walking towards it. One thing that architecture of the past have done is they've set a scene, and I think they did a lot of things accidentally, like stairs that walk up to a building. You know, the whole idea is, you know, the person who's on the top of the stairs, whose offices are on top of the stairs, they have high importance. So they would put stairs in the front of their buildings. But what ended up happening was, and this is for
Awesome, I figured out how to do this. Yay, I don't have to put the phone to my head. Okay, this is part two to the Pioneer episode. I just got rudely cut off because I couldn't keep this phone to my head. All right, so I got some interesting note on the phone saying that it couldn't upload the segment that I just did. So we'll see. We'll see. This might be the first episode, or this might be part two. I don't know. But I was listening to it, and I mentioned that I have a YouTube channel. Okay, so my YouTube channel is The Real, spelled REEL. On architecture, and there I do lives. They tend to be a couple minutes long, maybe 20 minutes, 30 minutes, depending on how much I have to say about the topic. And what else? Oh, awesome! I have my first favorited to my video. Okay, that's good, I guess. So, where did I stop off last? Let me think. Okay, I was talking about city living, and where we are with it in terms of architecture. And I was talking about in the first part of how old cities were able to successfully execute a design that people keep loving and people keep pouring in year after year to visit and see. There's one thing in particular that New York City was able to achieve, and that was they had a, there the city has the essence of the old Europe, and it also was able to show a newer, updated version, or I should say modern day type of city. So it's like a merging of different ideas, and that's what makes, I think, New York's different than the cities of the past. New York City has skyscrapers, but it also has buildings that are embellished by a lot of things that's represented in nature. And I think that's where modern architects drop the ball. They think, oh, these things on buildings, we don't need it on buildings anymore. But I understand why they wanted to strip the building and make it simple and just function, function, function. It's all about function. I understand. But what they neglected to understand is that the human our human sensibilities want to see the things in nature. We gravitate to, maybe we don't like it, but we gravitate to, things in nature, bees. We hate bees, but we still love to see them. We like the idea of them. We go to the zoos. We like to go to parks, we like to, we have to eat fruits and vegetables. So to see an apple on a building, sculpted into a building, isn't such a bad thing because we see it in our everyday life. And while it serves no function, it serves as a beauty. It serves as something that we can relate to. I mean, there are other things that are on buildings that are unimportant. There will be lions, there will be that we don't know in our everyday life, other embellishments. But these are things that's within nature, and I get it. I get why it was part of architecture of the past. Okay, so I'm coming to an end here. I'll do another one, so it'll be part three of this segment, Cities and Okay, so I'm back, continuing recording. I think I kind of get how this program is working. It gives you 5 minutes. I'm starting to like this. Hello, YouTube. Alrighty. Alright. But anywho, what would happen here is it would allow me to pause after 5 minutes, which it just did. And I can edit what I just said and then continue and edit, then continue. It will stop automatically. So I kind of understand what's happening here. So bear with me. This is the pioneer episode. I'm learning while I'm doing this episode. So I hope you you laugh along with me with all these hiccups I'm going through. All right. So I guess in the next 4 minutes, I will try to continue talking about what I was saying before. I was talking about how, you know, buildings have definitely been stripped of all things that make them beautiful, and we're in this phase right now where we're seeing a lot of buildings that are very bare. They're cool. Okay, now a lot of buildings now are coming back with the design on the exterior that really has no function, but it has a kind of a beautification to it. So architects are kind of slowly but surely reverting back to, you know, these things on the outside of the building has no real function, but we're going to do it to beautify the building. So now they kind of understand where architects of the past were coming from when they were putting apples on buildings, you're putting scrolls on buildings, sculpting them out of stone and placing them there. You know, now they're understanding, okay, these things really kind of are important, even though we in the past we thought they were just unimportant, they serve no purpose, so why have them there in the building? You know what I'm saying? So they're finding out that human beings are not just we're not all the same, and we don't all like cool buildings, because cool buildings don't get that like droves and droves of architectural tourism, I call it, to Europe, France, Italy. Oh my god, Italy, they succeeded at, I believe there's where architecture of the future should be, buildings that have a sense of human scale, narrow points between them, because I realize, and I've seen, you know, in Italy they've been able to achieve these narrow walkways, or, you know, where small cars, maybe just people on bicycles, can walk through. They were able to achieve plazas, and this is not only in Europe. You would find this in African countries. Morocco surprised me, and I'm sure there are others that we just don't know about. But that's one place, and I'm so much more intrigued by what else there is in African countries. Another one is Zanzibar. Zanzibar, I only found out about our country about this year. It's definitely a country with a lot of controversial history. If you look it up, you will see what I'm talking about. I don't have to, you know, there's so much polarizing topics out there in the world right now. I don't think I want to bring that to this podcast. Just do some research and find out what's the significance of Zanzibar and the history of not just the world, but the US and all of the world, whatever. But the architecture there, I love a plaza. I love an atrium. I love a courtyard. Give me that any day, like just to visit and to see. I just love how it achieves space and use of space. Now, they haven't completely neglected the exterior buildings. It's just that when an architect does have the opportunity to design an outside space, it's a plaza, it's a space that people can really enjoy and enjoy art as well. So I think that's all I was thinking about to talk about in today's podcast. If you want to join me on YouTube, you can do so. But I also want to also add in, I am sponsoring this video, and I would love for you to help me sponsor it as well. How you can do it, simple. Alright, I think I was talking about how you can sponsor the video. Now, there's more after this. So, this is just some, you know, DIYing, cleaning up the podcast, and getting things nice and square. You know what I'm saying? So, I sponsor this, and how did I do so? I have a business called Soleil Cover Ups. Now, okay, for the guys, because I know there are probably a couple guys who are probably listening to this. You want your girl to look hot and sexy in her bathing suit, not too covered up, but also sexy as well. You can wear this however you wish to. Check out my link below. It's Soleil Cover Ups, and I designed it myself. I'm really into a lot of things, okay? You know, architecture doesn't just stop for me at buildings. For me to be an architect, I like to build things from the ground up, and also I like the idea of, you know, being crafty and creative. I do art as well. Like I do, I'm a more of a creative person in that aspect. So you want something nice and sexy, ladies, to go on the beach with. You can probably take it out to dinner with you if you wish to be that risque. But check out my products on Etsy. It's in the link of my channel, and yeah, so I hope you enjoyed. The fabrics, of course, are from countries that are traditionally fabric makers, India and China, but they're made here in the US. All designed by myself in Florida. So you can purchase these cover-ups. There's a lot of care that goes into it. You have the option of selecting fabrics. Now, it was kind of tricky for me to do it on Etsy because I wasn't sure how I was going to allow people to be very, you know, selective with the fabric that they want. There's only three fabric options. There's only two fabric options because I have to get more fabrics in the one that's more like a dress. And it has the V-neck. But this is me just letting you all know the creative process of having a business that's all about looking beautiful and feeling sexy. So check it out. Tell me what you think. Place your order for your next vacation. And let me continue with the podcast. Also, if you are looking for a book for kids, these are all great ideas for the holidays, mind you. You're looking for a kid, a book for a kid that's interested in architecture. Now, mind you, these books are 2+. This is also sponsored to this video. I wrote a book called Sing Out a Drawing, and it's about introducing kids into what architects do. You know, I did the graphics, I did the story with the help of my friends, and yeah, so you can also, you can look for that on Blurb. That's B-L-U-R-B, and the book is called Sing Out a Drawing, and you can find that there as well. So check those things out. So now the question is, do you live in a city? What city do you live in? Are you a big city person? Do you feel forced to live in a big city? And what are your thoughts? What would you advise someone who wants to move to, say, New York City? And I can advise someone who wants to move to, you know, New York City. I've lived there for a lot of years. And I want to leave. I wanted to leave, and I left very desperately. But I will say that New York City does have a lot of opportunities, but it's not, it's really a tough city to live in because it's unaffordable. So you may be making more money than you would in your small town, but how far would the money stretch is the question. So there is going to be a lot of sacrifices that would have to take place. So yeah, tell me what you think about that. I'm not gonna end completely now. I'm gonna do another Yeah, I'm not going to end now. I'm going to just do another podcast if I'm in the mood. I have to think of the topic and then I'll get straight to that right after. I really like this app. And the only problem is my phone gets hot after a couple minutes. So thank you for listening. This will not be the last, definitely. And if you never really thought about architecture, there's so many dimensions to it. It affects a lot of our lives. And I think I'll probably talk about that in the next episode. Bye-bye.